Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no words, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome to In a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar, reminding you all, there's certain many wonderful, fantastic things to do. Flat out fun right here in Mississippi. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. All right, when my dear friends Renee and Johnny McWright via Sister Lila contacted me about today's guest and an idea for a show, my mind started racing, celebrating our talented youth, and this time in sports. So I want to send a big shout out to them in gratitude. I love my McWright family. They're some of the best folks I've ever known. So this show is dedicated to you guys. Our guests, I'm throwing a curveball, not guest. She is flying high right now, coming off a team national golf title for Ole Miss, adding to the lure of talent that Mississippi has come to expect in sports and arts, film, TV, writers, authors, musicians. It all adds to our rich history. She came from Clemson. She traded in the orange for that powder blue that I dig a whole lot, you know. ACC heading over to SEC. And man, has she done the Ole Miss Nation proud, her and her teammates. So I decided, like I said, to do a duo interview. So I'm kicking in a Mississippi State golfer grad as well. Bread the love. He's like a child of mine. We met many years ago. I'll get into those details when I bring him on. But I'm going to separate this show in two parts. We're going Ole Miss and Mississippi State golf. So hang in with me. My first guest, she and some of her many accolades, get ready. WGCA Honorable Mention All-American in 2021. 2021 second team All-SEC. 2019-20 second team All-SEC. She's rolling. She's taken her fifth year of eligibility to get her MBA. Smart, smart girl, a native from Austin, Texas. So, yeah, you know, we stole her for a little while, like we do so well. So let's welcome into the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio one heck of an athlete, Kennedy Swine. What's up, Kennedy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. So are you feeling good about everything? Have you come down to earth? I mean, I really don't want you to come down, but how are you feeling after this year, especially the way it all went down?
Yeah, well, honestly, I still don't know if I've completely processed it yet, but, you know, I'm still speechless when people ask me about it. You know, I've had so many people ask me, what does it mean to win a national championship for Ole Miss? And, I mean, I still don't know if I can really answer that question properly because it's, I mean, it's incredible. You know, it's everything that my team and I had worked towards. It's why I came back for a fifth year. And it just, you know, really proved to both me and my team that we're good enough to win a national championship.
Yeah. You know, Kennedy, were the expectations when you sort of look at golf in general, right? And you deal with, you got to get hot at the right time. You all have to be clicking, you know, together as a team. It's so Ryder Cup like, you know? And so when you guys came into the season and you talk about coming back for that extra year, what were your expectations?
I mean, I told my team from the get-go that I came back to win a national championship. You knew that, I mean, they knew that. I made it very clear. I mean, I wasn't going to be, like, mad or anything if we didn't do it, but that was my motivation and that was my goal. As you talk about, you know, your team kind of clicking, it's funny, we didn't really click once that whole spring. You know, we had some tournaments that we played well, but, you know, we kind of got knocked out early at SECs. We really just kind of played consistently good the entire spring, but we didn't have one where we just all lit it up. So, I mean, I almost believe that we were due. You know, it was all kind of coming together at Nationals.
Now, you grew up in Austin, Texas. How did you end up at Clemson, first of all? I mean, you know, like you got to make a decision. Was the coach that you really admired Were you highly recruited by other schools? Were there temptations out there? And then how do you get to Ole Miss? And I love the fact that athletes now, you think about Joe Burrow, he leaves Ohio State, he takes his fifth year, he wins a national championship at LSU. We're starting to see you guys get an opportunity to extend your career, especially when you've got that fifth year. You're better than ever if you're healthy. So how do you go from Austin? Tell me about growing up as a player, when the bug bit you, and, you know, because obviously you've hit a zillion balls. You put those hours in. So take me from growing up, your recruitment, how you got to Clemson, and then how you ended up playing for the Rebels.
Yeah, so growing up, you know, my dad kind of got me into it. The story I always tell is that my mom got sick and tired of having me around the house. So my dad took me out to the golf course because we actually lived on one. So we went out and just kind of hit balls, and I fell in love with it. And, you know, a couple months later, I had my first lesson and started playing in tournaments. And then, I mean, Texas is a very competitive state, and sure. I'm a very competitive person, you know, so I started seeing all these people that were playing better than me, and I wanted to get to their level. So I put in the hard work, you know, I started getting into, like, Texas Junior Golf Tour events, and then I started getting into the AJGA Tour, you know, and then from there, recruitment just kind of fell into place. AJGA and TJGT do a great job of getting your name out there. I knew I wanted to get out of Texas. I'm someone that likes to travel a lot. I've lived a lot of different places. And I wanted to just kind of go out on my own and, you know, experience something new. So I narrowed it down to three schools kind of in the Southeast. You know, I grew up playing a lot in the Southeast. Absolutely loved it. And so visited Auburn, Vanderbilt, and Clemson. And at Clemson, I just fell in love with the campus. I fell in love with, the coach that was there at the time and just, you know, really found it to be my home. And then unfortunately, right before I was supposed to come in to start my freshman year, the coach that I committed to got let go. And they brought a new coach, and, you know, they're great coaches. They're doing good things with that program, but we're very different people.
Right. Well, of course.
And,
yeah.
And you know, we kind of tried to make it work for those, you know, 2.5 years that I was at Clemson. And then eventually it was kind of a mutual, like, you know, this isn't really working. I don't really like you. You don't really like me.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to figure something out. So at that point it was like, okay, well, I'm going to transfer. And, you know, I looked at a couple different schools. I had a couple different coaches reach out to me. It's funny, I actually talked to the Arizona coach for a little while, and we ended up playing them in one of the, you know, the semifinals at Nationals.
Right.
So I had a couple different options, but ultimately Ole Miss was the best one, and, you know, I kind of fell in love with Corey and Oxford and the team, and I just saw the potential to execute what we did this last spring.
You know, you're bringing up something. We're talking to Kennedy Swan, national champion, team member for the Ole Miss Rebels in golf this year. Hey, you bring up something interesting. In the music business, when I was signed by an A&R guy, there, you know, you went with them. Well, in the music business, you hope you get more than one or two offers, and sometimes you have choices and sometimes you didn't. But the guy that I signed with, I loved him so much. But then all of a sudden, when he's not there anymore, same thing. Things change, and all of a sudden, a new A&R guy's in there. You know, he's bringing in his people. It's just sort of it's exactly the same deal. So do you want to make records for that guy? Do you want to play golf for that coach? It's the same thing. So I totally get where you're coming from. So you didn't – let me back up for a second. You came over before your fifth year. You didn't do the Joe Burrow thing. You came over in the midst because of just, you know, obviously not gelling with your coach, correct?
Yeah, that's
– okay, okay.
I transferred after the fall of my junior year at Clemson.
Got you. Did COVID – so we look at the silver lining, if there is one yet, for COVID, and I don't want to take that lightly at all and use that loosely. But as an athlete, you guys obviously had challenges, but the one thing, did it allow you to make a transfer and play without sitting out?
Well, so at least coming from ACC, going to SEC, if you're going switching conferences – you don't have to sit out a year.
Ah,
nice.
I didn't know that.
But the silver lining for me, it was COVID, you know, because my senior year, so my last year of eligibility, I would have had to sit out well, not sit out, but with everything getting canceled, we weren't going to get to play anymore. So
right.
my spring season, all the postseason got taken away from us.
Right.
And then with the fifth year, they offered it to athletes to come back and kind of finish what they started. So this last year was my fifth year, and I was also able to get a free master's out of it as well.
That's what we're talking about. You do know that you traded in living in Austin, Texas, one color orange for another at first. You do know that, don't you?
I know. Everyone asks me that. They're like, why didn't you go to Texas? What was the point of that? But,
I
love Texas. I love the coaches there. But funny enough, we actually beat them in the quarterfinals at Nationals. So
you love that. I can tell right now that was something. I mean, there's nothing better than being able to be competitive, especially a place where you grew up and taking them out. We're going to take a quick break. Speaking of taking it out, I'm with Kennedy Swan, Ole Miss Rebels national champion golf team. She's all SEC, all everything, and I'm glad that she's taken half of a Mississippi Minute with me. Garrett Johnson will be coming up after that. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out what you can do next. You know, golf-wise, you go to Waverly, Mossy Oak. My friend George Bryan, love him so much. My friends at Pearl River Resort, both Dancing Rabbit courses. I played the Azaleas. Incredible. Mr. Golf of Mississippi, Randy Watkins, his two tracks around Jackson. So much here in Mississippi.
Since 1871, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton has been providing everything you need. Everything for your house, fencing, plumbing, flowers, lumber. Everything for your animals, dogs, cats, birds, chickens, cows, horses, and everything for your patio and yard. Bayou Classic cookers, wind chimes, Orca and Pelican coolers, along with Surrender Fire Ant Killer. We have most everything. 150 years of serving the community, family owned and operated, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, downtown Bolton since 1871. We'll see you soon.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick GMC or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
Pillium Corporation knows the technology is constantly evolving, especially in these challenging times. With so many people working at home, securing and guarding your company's data on site or remotely is more critical than ever.
As we all adapt to the new normal, Pillium continues to help you stay secure and current with IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, and in-car video systems.
Contact us at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
Hi, this is Thomas Trammell with Family Termite, and I have an important message for you. After this year's record-breaking snowstorm, termites will most likely be swarming in historical numbers in an effort to recolonize and replace parts of their colonies ravished by the extreme weather. Family Termite offers free termite initial inspections and competitive pricing. Call Family Termite today at 601-933-1014 and let us protect your home, because we hate termites more than you do.
The best made-to-order lunch is right around the corner at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. Eat in or carry out, DoorDash or Grubhub. Call 769-208-8283. That's 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. TrustCare. Feel better, faster.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Here we go. As we roll down a Mississippi Minute, I've got 1/4 of one left. I don't even know if that makes sense. I'm with Kennedy Swan. She is an Ole Miss standout national champion team member, and she's still flying high. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out so many cool things you can do in Oxford. We're in Oxford right now, so let's stay there. Just go hang out on the square. Go eat at my buddy Mike Patera's at Lenora's, who I grew up with. He's got dirt on me. I've got dirt on him, but you know, we won't go into that. Hey, Kennedy, so what's your plans? I mean, are we going pro? I mean, do you feel like that's something you'd like to do? Is that something you aspire to do? Or tell me about what the future is for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, my plan is to play professionally. I'm actually working on getting some different sponsorships right now. Playing professionally is actually a lot more expensive than you would think.
Sure.
But I've talked to a couple of different people, but my plan as of now, I've got that exemption into the LPGA Marathon Classic. So I'm going to be playing in that at the beginning of July. And then my plan is to go to Q School or to stay an amateur, play in the USGA Women's Am, and then go to Q School in mid-August.
Now, if you win, do you have to win one of those AMs to sort of get your status, you know, cooking a little quicker, or can you finish in the top five? Does getting there or winning one of those change the game for you as far as going to get your status?
Oh, absolutely. If I won this LPGA event in Ohio, I mean, that would be
What about your amateur events, though?
That USGA, the Women's Am, if I won that, I would probably get several sponsors exemptions. Because it's an amateur event, it doesn't give you, like, any technical status, but it does still give you a lot of exemptions in the other tournaments.
Right. So, as you make this journey, right, and Garrett's going to be on this same path with you guys the same year, doing the same thing, coming out of a strange last year and a half, that definitely affected and impacted, you know, all of us in the game of golf as well, and you guys figured out how to play, which was great. As you make this next journey from amateur to professional, what do you think is going to be the difference? And is there something you're going to miss maybe from being an amateur? Almost like the, you know what I mean? There's something so innocent about that word, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, once you turn pro, well, that's it. You know, there's nothing beyond that. So you got to go. It's go time. Am I making any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think from being an amateur, I'm really going to miss team golf. You know, I mean, you still have it as a professional, but, you know, my team back in Ole Miss, you know, became my family. And I would say I play really well on a team, you know, because you get to think of people other than yourself. In terms of, you know, the big difference, I mean, I would just say there's more pressure based on the results because it's your living, you know, it's your livelihood.
Right.
So it's hard not to put pressure on yourself when you're in a position to make a putt for $20,000.
Right.
You know, as
right.
an amateur, it's like, oh, okay, I win this tournament and I get a trophy. You know, as a professional, it's like, okay, I win this tournament and I get half a mil.
Right.
And so it's just easier to put a little bit of pressure on you. And I think the deciding factor for me, I think there's two. I think if I'm able to raise enough money to let myself go out there and play free golf, you know, a lot of times you see these pros that go out that are struggling for cash and they put all this pressure on themselves to go out and play well because they have to make, you know, have to make money.
Spot on, Kennedy. Spot on.
And then I think the other thing for me is just keeping that same mentality because I don't know if you know, but I won the Oregon Open.
Yeah, I knew that. I did know that.
Yeah, I won the Oregon Open about a week and a half ago, and both at Nationals and at the Oregon Open and at the Women's Am last year, I had the same mentality going in of there's no expectations. You know, we're the underdogs. If I just go in and have a lot of fun, we're really going to piss some people off.
Yeah, I love that. You know, there it is right now. When you're making records, if you're not having fun, it will never translate to the audience. Never. You have to have fun. If you're broke or you're making you already made $1 zillion, you had big hits, it's when you're having fun that it works. I'm telling you. And so right now you're hot. Now, you know what it's like. You see Jordan. So let's back up and look at Jordan Spieth. And then look at JT, because I'm thinking about those guys. You look at Jordan. Mm-hmm. He comes out hot on fire. Then he says last 2 years he couldn't hit a fairway. He didn't know how. He just couldn't. And then you look at JT, who was watching Jordan win all those majors and was going like, why? I know I'm that good. Why can't I get there? So you know you're about mm-hmm. to be on this ride and a little bit of a roller coaster. Right, because golf is just that way. You know it as well as I do, and anybody that's ever played the game, it is the most complicated, complex, but yet most beautiful game there is to play. It helps you develop relationships. You communicate better than anybody. It is all about integrity and honesty. So it molds you, but I love hearing that you're going to get pissed off. I love it. If you don't, you've ticked them off. I love that attitude. What do you feel like as you've got on this role in this zone? What's it going to take for you to stay there enough to go ahead and get your card? Is there something you're working on in particular when it clicks? Something you can always go to and depend on? And how's your mind, as you get ready for this? I mean, how's your mind?
Yeah, I would say I'm in a really good headspace right now. It's funny, so I'm actually up in Oregon right now, and I've got these group of guys that I'll go play with. And, I did the same thing last summer, and I played some really good summer golf. I made it to the quarterfinals of the Women's AM. And it's funny because I'll go out, and I've never played more golf in my entire life. There's days that we'll go out and play over 54 holes.
Yeah.
I'll play 36 holes in the morning, and then we'll go play 18 in the evening, and then sometimes even go back out and play another 9 or 18.
Wow.
So it's just, but in doing that, I'm having a lot of fun because they're my friends. It's not like I'm going out and hitting balls and grinding for 12 hours a day.
Right.
Just making myself miserable. And I think that's the thing. I mean, there's definitely a place and time for good practice. But I'm someone who plays better when I play a lot. Both my coaches always told me that. They always encouraged me to go practice when I could, go play when I could when I was at Ole Miss.
Well, the Bubba Watson way. So, he's the same way. He likes to play.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, a good practice goes a long way,
Right.
And I'm not saying that I don't practice. I do. But I also play a lot, and when I'm in that zone where I can go play a lot and I'm enjoying it and I'm enjoying the people that I'm around, it's a lot easier to go out to a tournament and keep that same mentality. It's funny. So both at the Women's AM and at East Lake this last fall, so the guys that I play with up here, one match that we had, I chipped in on them twice. I chipped in on them on 17 and on 18. And we were one down going into 17.
Yeah.
So we won one up.
Yeah,
and they
it.
Got so pissed that they wrote on the back of my car, "I'm sick of your chipping, partner." And that was my mentality both at the AM and at Nationals. I mean, I chipped in a ton at Nationals too, but every time I'd get over a chip that I knew I wanted to try to make, I would just have that mentality of, "Oh, I'm sick of your chipping, partner," which would make me laugh, relax, and give me a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, that just drives you. That just drives you,
yep.
And especially a competitive athlete like you. Well, here's the deal. We've driven ourselves to the end of half a Mississippi Minute. I know you got to get back to it. Well, I'm going to bring Garrett Johnson on next and split this between Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Kennedy, I can't thank you enough for taking the time. Blessings to you. Go get it done. I can hear this enthusiasm in your voice. It's like this wild frontier that you're going to tame, and I know it. Kennedy Swine, folks, in a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out what you can do tomorrow. So many wonderful things. You've been in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Kennedy, can't thank you enough.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, Kennedy, real quick before we go, you get to play DJ, and then we'll say bye. We are the birthplace of American music. Would you like to, although Texas has some great music, I've written a lot of great songs with some Texas writers, but into the break, would you like to hear, let's go Faith Hill or the band Perry?
Faith Faith Hill.
You got it. Kennedy Swan, we'll talk to you later. Go get it. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Super Talk Mississippi News. Your news all the time. On air and online. Super Talk Mississippi News at supertalk.fm.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. A 60% chance of rain today, mostly sunny, high near 93. Tonight, 60% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 74. A 70% chance of rain for your Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 91. And for your Sunday, partly sunny conditions with showers and thunderstorms likely, high near 91. This weather forecast has been brought to you by our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service at 1208 Old Fannin Road. RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon.
This is Allison Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Gluckstadt, just south of Germantown High, Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful, from trees, shrubs, and color plants to bulk soils for delivery and pickup. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture with all the new 2021 collections in stock and arriving. Our farmers market is open, full of fresh fruits, vegetables, and local honey, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's will have farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Calloway's offers bulk soils for delivery and pickup. We also offer landscaping, and our designers Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle can design and install your landscape. From a small job to total transformations, just give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Visit Calloway's in Gluckstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Everything for home and garden, that's what Calloway's is.
Are you ready for what is possibly the last lawnmower you will ever buy? If so, then you are ready for an Exmark. This is David Frederick with Frederick Sales and Service. And if you're ready, now is the time to take advantage of special Exmark pricing and special Exmark financing. With 0% financing and payments that won't start for 150 days. That's 5 months before your first payment and still 0% interest. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity to own the mower that landscape professionals purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. So stop by Frederick Sales and Service on Old Highway 471 in Brandon and let me or one of my experienced staff help you find the Exmark mower that best suits your needs. At Frederick's, we are the Exmark experts. 26 years of award-winning selling, servicing, and supporting our customers with legendary Exmark quality. Frederick Sales and Service, the choice in outdoor equipment, serving Central Mississippi since 1993.
Pediatric care is more than treating a child when they are sick. It is a healthcare journey from infancy to adolescence.
Dr. Catherine Philippi, pediatrician at Trust Care Kids in Madison.
We build lasting relationships with parents based on trust. From pediatric primary care and well child checkups to after-hours visits, our specialists provide quality care, usually within an hour, so that your child will feel better faster.
To schedule an appointment, visit TrustCareHealth.com and click Trust Care Kids. Trust Care. Feel better faster.
I'm Stephen Gagliano, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. As the number of COVID-19 cases begins to rise, Mississippi's largest healthcare institution and only academic medical center in the state is implementing a new vaccination policy. UMMC's Lou Ann Woodward explains.
The new policy will require all employees, all students, to either be vaccinated or to wear an N95 mask.
The policy will go into effect on July 26th and be phased in over a three-month period. And the Department of Public Safety has announced the results of an undercover human trafficking operation in North Mississippi. Last Friday, the MBI launched the operation in Lee County with the assistance of state and local law enforcement agencies, and the operation resulted in the arrest of 8 suspects and the rescue of 7 human trafficking victims. For more information, find us online at supertalk.fm.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health understands that lasting recovery and healing begins at the roots of who we are. Transformation is deeply woven into the core of each individual through broad-reaching treatment options. As a result, we have gained a reputation as one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses, drawing an expertise and multiple whole-life treatment programs to effectively address the real complexities of life and addiction. Call 1-888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com for more information. One place, many solutions.
I'm Attorney General Lynn Fitch. My office is leading a statewide initiative to provide you with the tools to recognize human trafficking. If you suspect human trafficking, report it to the National Hotline at 1-888-373-7888 or text 233-733. For more information on how to spot the signs and where to report them, go to attorneygenerallynnfitch.com. Be aware, be prepared, and be the solution.
In a world full of noise,
the latest news.
Finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We're back in a Mississippi Minute. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out everything cool you're going to do. Trust me. Thanks to Kennedy Swan for joining us. We're going from Oxford now to Mississippi State to Starkville to celebrate another wonderful golfer, great college career winner, NCAA tournaments in Arizona, finished second a number of times, top 10, top this, almost was in the final 64 last year in Abandoned Dunes for the U.S. Amateur and got lost in a playoff that broke my heart. I know it broke his more. But so much going on with one of the top 250, 300 ranked amateurs in the world at this time and heading to the PGA Tour very soon. But we have things to do and talk about. Let me do a quick synopsis, if I can, synopsis of how we met. I was in Atlanta Airport. My wife and I were heading to St. Croix to play a show with some friends of mine from Music City. This was years back, 11, 12 years ago. And a kid comes over, he takes my headphones off, puts his headphones on my ears, playing Waiting on Joe, and said, "Is this you?" And I said, "Yeah." So anyway, that was his cousin. It was Garrett's cousin. But we ended up, believe it or not, they were going to the same island, the same hotel, the Buccaneer, and for a week, I saw the family and got to know them, and I kept asking where the other one was, and it was Garrett, and they go, "Oh, you're talking G-Money." I said, "Why do you call him G-Money?" I said, "Because he takes everybody's money at the club. He's only 11. I said, "Sure, whatever, you know." And so anyway, and Garrett comes in and he goes, "What'd you shoot?" And he goes, "Shot 71. And I said, "What?" You know, so anyway, I followed his career, and when he won the Alabama State Championship his sophomore year, I said, "You got to come to Greenville to play the Futures championship down here where Justin Thomas, Smalley Kaufman, so many PGA players have played. And when you win this event, D1 comes calling. It's just that much competition." That year, Andy Ogletree, who was so decorated and won the U.S. Amateur last year, was in the final pairing with Garrett, and Garrett birdied the last 6 holes to come back and then beat him in a playoff, which told me everything about his grit and moxie, et cetera, et cetera. And he's a world-class player, and you knew that this kid was so much talked about. And here comes this kid from a small town in Alabama, and boom. So our relationship grew. Mississippi State, we got them into it, and then I got Al Del Greco into it, And all of a sudden, an Alabama kid goes to Mississippi, and now that's where he lives. He's just graduating state. I want to welcome in, after all of that, like a son to me, Garrett Johnson. What's up, G?
What's up, Steve? Thanks for having me.
Long intro. I'm sorry, but it's a long story. You know, Matt Perkins over at Pearl River, who's become a great friend already, and, you know, I set him up with you guys to play golf, and he goes, "You set me up, didn't you?" Because you knew I'd love him. And I said, anyway, so, yeah.
He knew.
Yeah. Dancing Rabbit, great golf course. Did you play there?
I have. I've played both the Azalea and the Oaks course, and they're both fantastic.
How did you putt? I played the Azaleas, and I struggled. And I know you're a great short game player. You're a great putter. How'd you, first time seeing it with all the undulation, how'd it work out for you?
You notice the greens down there are extra grainy than what you're kind of used to in the South. I mean, and so I just took that into consideration and played a little more break when I saw it.
You know, obviously you trained at Mossy Oak. George Bryan, good friend of yours, good friend of mine, and great facility to train and as a home course for a university, right?
We've got Mossy Oak, Old Waverly, and then we also have the state course. So we're actually lucky enough to have three home courses.
That's crazy. And you have the course record at Old Waverly or not still?
I do not. I have the course record at the state course. I shot 59 there.
Oh,
one day.
A state course. That's right. 59. What was that like? What was a 59 like?
I tell you what, everyone asks me this question, and it's like you talk to guys, or you hear about guys talking after they've won golf tournaments by a large number, or, you know, going really low. But it's like I understand it now whenever they say they kind of went brain dead, because I wasn't thinking. I wasn't doing. I was just reacting to. Like, every time I got on the green, I was like, okay, this putt's going in the hole. Every time I hit a shot, I knew it was going to be good. It was just one of those days where I felt great. I was lucky enough for it to happen, not just on a normal golf round, but it was actually in qualifying under some kind of pressure. And, you know, it was really, really cool.
The zone, do you feel like it just, you get in and it just, you wake up afterwards and go, wow?
When people talk about the zone, you know, it's uncharted territory. You're rarely ever there. And that's the cool thing about golf. That's what we're chasing, is that zone, quote unquote. And whenever you get in it, it is like a, you know, you wake up an hour later and you're like, wow, I actually just did that.
Okay, so you know you're on a journey right now. You've been on this journey.
Correct.
You came from a small town and you immediately got on everybody's radar once you won that tournament. And I remember Al Del Greco, I called him, I said, he's in your backyard, you need to take a look. He's coaching Sanford. And I said, he goes, well, I don't know who he is. And I said, why? I said, well, because he probably hadn't played in a lot of these events. Because, first of all, I don't know why. But the bottom line is, he's there, and you need to go look. So he went and watched you play the State Am, and you were in the hunt immediately. And, you know, your desires were to stay in Alabama, play for Alabama or Auburn. You told me that in the very beginning. But once Mississippi State made the big offer, and then Al made the big offer, you had an Alabama school versus a Mississippi school. And Auburn would come courting you in the 11th hour, which was cool. But your experience at Mississippi State, I mean, looking back, how has it been?
It was the same kind, like, you know, you spoke earlier to the underdog mentality, chip on the shoulder, gritty kind of guy that I am. And I think that's exactly what Mississippi State was when I got there. To be quite honest with you, we weren't really that good when I first got there. But then when Coach Smith came in, the culture changed. You know, he really, you know, got on us about training properly and the mental side of it. And that's what I was chasing for whenever, you know, I was looking to go to college. Like, that's what I looked for when I was looking at coaches and when I was looking at other players that were there. And, you know, whenever Coach Smith got there, we butted heads at first, but that was to be expected because I had just came from a coach who I had loved. And, you know, he was a really, really great mentor to me. But, you know, coaching changes are difficult. And whenever me and Coach Smith got things figured out, you know, we really became close. And he helped me a lot more than I can explain or even tell him to become the player that I am today. And like I said, my 5 years at Mississippi State have been an absolute blessing. You alluded to the fact of Mr. Bryan. You know, I can't thank him enough for everything that he has given me and the opportunities that he gives us at Old Waverly and Mossy Oak, and even funding our actual facility at the barn right in the middle of everything. So
yeah, pretty crazy.
Like I said, I owe Mississippi State a lot, and And I'm just super thankful that I made the right decision.
Well, George Brian is a beautiful man, I can tell you that. And what he's doing for Junior Golf is insane, just wonderful. Let's look at some of your successes. The Gator, you finished second. I remember following you on that. You finished second at Steelwood Collegiate Invitational. You finished second at the Mountaineering Collegiate. Yeah, a lot of seconds. Second at Waverly Collegiate. Oh, no, minus two, tied for fifth there. You win in Arizona. There's a lot. You U.S. Open local qualifying, you advance. You finished third there. There's just a lot. I'm looking. I'm jumping around on my big computer screen and just looking. So your first victory in the NCAA, you finally break through there. What was the difference you feel in? I mean, you had a lot of stiff competition. What was it about being in Arizona that you just liked?
Yeah. I love West Coast golf. West Coast kind of deserty golf. Like, it's just it's comfortable to me. It's part of the reason why I like it is because the ball goes a little further there at altitude. But that week, I remember vividly being on the putting green almost at dark because I was struggling with putting going into that week and weeks prior. But I remember vividly I was one of the guys that was like, hey, I need some extra time on the, you know, on the practice facility. You know, can one of the coaches stay later with me with the van to take me back to the hotel? And sure enough, I, you know, got that stuff. But I figured something out on the greens. Because my ball striking was there. Steve, I tell you what, man, that is the best week I have ever putted in my life.
Wow.
And so throughout this whole, you know, throughout most of my college career, I've never had a coach walk with me. And so this, you know, they knew I was in contention. And in fact, one of my teammates was actually leading the tournament by two shots going into the final round. And through nine holes, I shot even, and I kind of could see that he was struggling a bit. And then next thing I know, through 16 holes, I'm two under for the day. And I'm like, you know, I'm getting close to something here. And then I think I made a really nice par on 17, which is a difficult hole. And then I didn't see a coach around. So I was like, you know, in my brain, I was like, okay, maybe there's a guy just kind of going, you know, nuts in front of me. So I wanted to know, and I didn't have a coach. So I strapped my bag up and I walked to the 18th tee box. I got way in front of everybody. And I actually grabbed my phone out, checked golf stats, and I noticed that I was
you wanted to see the leaderboard. I love it.
I wanted to know. I noticed I was tied to the lead thing on 18 tee box, and I was like, okay, this is what I practiced for. Like,
yeah,
wasn't shying away from it. Hit a drive right down the middle. Hit a pitching wedge to 15 feet. Made the putt and knew I won the golf tournament. It was awesome.
I love that. You had your own leaderboard. Is that legal to check your phone? I guess it is. I guess so. Who knows?
Yeah, there's no rules against having your phones out.
I love it. They're changing the rules so much.
I had to know.
I'm Steve Azar. I'm with Garrett Johnson, Hell State. Recently graduated. Earlier, Kennedy Swan. You heard from her at Ole Miss, national champion. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. We're celebrating two future Mississippi stars. Go to visit Mississippi.org to find out your next getaway. Stand by.
You're my sunshine. 'Cause like the dawn, you push it on the way.
Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Super Talk Mississippi News. Your news all the time. On air and online. Super Talk Mississippi News. At Super Talk.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
Hey, this is Jimmy Primos at the range in Gluckstadt. I was surprised the other day when I got a phone call asking if we sold guns. We sell lots of guns. We have the largest selection of firearms in this area, including over 100 AR-type guns priced from $5.99 on up. We also just got in a huge shipment of ammo, including such hard-to-find calibers as .380, 9mm, and .223. No limit on quantity and no inflated prices. Check out our website, rangebyjimmyprimos.com, or like us on Facebook.
Lee Temple, customer, Clark's Construction.
We had a complete bathroom renovation all the way from the tile floor to countertops and everything that goes with a bathroom. We checked with other folks to see how they had worked with Jerry, and we always got some good reviews. Never did get one that was not good. And, you know, the trust issue was not an issue with Jerry. But I'd say he's a five-star.
For a construction company you can trust, call Clark's Construction at 601-214-9460.
Buckle your chin straps because football is right around the corner, and that means SEC Media Days. Join the boys of Sports Talk Mississippi Live July the 19th through the 22nd as they break down all the SEC teams and coaches for 2021. Interviews, insights, and much, much more with Sports Talk Mississippi from SEC Media Days. Sports Talk Mississippi Live at SEC Media Days is brought to you by our friends at Colony Wine Bistro, Prassel Lumber, Pinnacle Motors, Tico Steakhouse, and Baroni's Tree Pros.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Research shows moving is one of life's most stressful events, but thanks to Two Men and a Truck Ridgeland, it doesn't have to be. We have everything you need: a professional team who will customize your move, a schedule to fit your convenience Monday through Saturday, and all of the necessary moving supplies, including free padding and stretch wrap to protect your belongings. Don't stress. Let Two Men and a Truck handle your home or business moving needs. Visit twomenandatruck.com for a free, no-obligation estimate.
Hello, I'm Will Noble from Moorhead, Mississippi. I'm proud to be a catfish farmer. And being selected as Mississippi's Catfish Farmer of the Year means a lot to me. I pride myself in raising healthy fish for you to enjoy, and they were raised right here in America. So please make sure you and your family are receiving the best U.S. farm-raised catfish. This message is brought to you by the Catfish Institute. For more information, visit uscatfish.com.
The Great American Cleanup has begun. It's the state's largest effort to prevent litter and beautify communities. Keep Mississippi Beautiful is working to expand our wildflower plantings across our state and to make Mississippi more beautiful. We encourage you to volunteer with us this year. And remember, cover and tarp your load and keep litter in its proper place. Learn more at keepmsbeautiful.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Steve Azar here. Kennedy Swan earlier. I have Garrett Johnson now. Ole Miss to Mississippi State, Oxford to Starkville. That's what Visit Mississippi is all about. Check out those two wonderful towns in our state. So many cool things to do there for sure. I've spent long weekends, I can tell you, and love going back. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I'm with Garrett Johnson right now. Tell me about your training and where you're doing it and everything.
Yeah, so a little backstory behind, you know, kind of my training and this plan that I had sent you. One of my best friend in the whole world, his name's Jacob Roth, and he's actually the director of instruction at Reunion Golf and Country Club in Madison. And I played college golf with him for, I believe, 3 years, 2.5 years. And, you know, 2 years ago, I completely, you know, I'd left my old swing cage, and I was a big drawer of the golf ball, and I wanted to move it the other way. And I completely put all of my trust and everything into him. And, you know, he's gotten me right now where I believe, you know, is honestly tour quality level of golf and being able to perform at the level that I want to be at. And, you know, he stays on me day in and day out about, you know, eating the right things, making sure you're drinking enough water, making sure that you're working out, you know, doing all the things. And also a part of that too is letting your body recover. And I think that's a big part of actually training outside of actually hitting golf balls.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my training golf wise, it's, you know, beginning of the week, I like to, you know, kind of start out with really just playing golf, getting into that, you know, visual creativity side of things. And then the second half of my week is, okay, I'm going to, you know, really hammer down on, you know, maintenance stuff with my golf swing and, you know, making sure I'm hitting the correct spots, top of swing, down swing, all that stuff that, you know, we won't get into because we could have a whole three other shows about that.
Right, right.
But yeah, that's kind of how I like to do things is, you know, I like to play a lot at, so I'm lucky enough to be able to, you know, play and practice every now and then at a reunion. And, you know, the facilities there just are top level. I mean, it's fantastic.
Here's the deal where, you know, I love being sort of your agent. I like it. And we've got things to do. You know, Kennedy was talking about, you know, working on sponsorships and all that. And they're so important. They were important in my career. Always still are. I mean, it's I love representing companies and brands that matter to me. So you just obviously while we're looking for you and folks are listening, hey, you guys are listening, you can reach out to me. But with that said, I know that you're going to represent whoever we decide to go with or multiple groups that we go with. It's going to be such a win for them because I've been around winners my entire life. And you're going to be an incredible brand ambassador because the way you handle yourself, the way you hold yourself, the way you compete, it's to me the chip that sort of lives. I don't even know if it's a chip. It's just when things are tough. It's when your eyes get wide and when your breathing gets normal. I watched it. I've watched it multiple times. It's almost like that's what you live for. And also, so... And also, you're a great communicator, and you're a great kid. And you're not a kid anymore. You're a great young man now. But I'm excited about who these folks are going to be. I know we've got the wheel greased a little bit, and I'm chomping at the bits. But this is something that matters to me so much. I mean, you know, I'm watching you and Adrian, our son, heading to med school. I mean, there was Strax making his films in L.A. There were so many things. I was my daughter, Cecilia, she's interning for Cat Core now. All of our things that we, you know, part of this journey for me, the excitement of moving back, is watching all you guys find your passion, get into your element, work your tail off, focus on that, believe, and succeed. I just love it.
Most of this stuff couldn't have even been possible without you. So, you know, from the bottom of my heart and my family, we love you and we thank you so much for everything that you've done for me and what you're going to do for me going forward. So,
well, this is all you. You make it happen. You make it easy. And that's what I love watching your work ethic. And anyway, so I'm excited about the future. And I know you've got to get back to your playing in a tournament. What are you doing today? What's going on?
Today I got a practice round here in about 2.5 hours, so I'm about to head out to the range real quick and get that going.
You got a tournament this weekend?
I do. It's called the Spirit of America. It's a nice little tournament, but it's kind of like a college mid-am tournament.
I love it.
And
where is it at?
It's in Decatur, Alabama, Burning Tree Country Club.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Okay, good. I get to follow that, so I have something to do this weekend. Okay, good. Well, you get to it. Garrett Johnson's been my guest. On in a Mississippi Minute, Mississippi State graduated. Now Ole Miss, Kennedy Swan graduated. They got big careers ahead of them and a lot of work. And I have a wonderful feeling in my heart that they are both going to make huge names for themselves. And I appreciate you, Garrett, spending a Mississippi Minute with me. Or half of one. It was just half of one. But that's all right.
Half of one.
All right, brother. Get back to it. I'll talk to you later.
All right, I will. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Garrett Johnson in the Mississippi Minute. Go to visit Mississippi.org to find out your next getaway. You've been in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Later on.
I'm Steve Azar in a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.